This is a summary of the book Common Sense, written by Thomas Paine, summarized by Rosie the Riveter. This first section is a historical and biographical note. The pamphlet, as it was called then, Common Sense, was written by Thomas Paine in 1775 and first published in Philadelphia on January 9, 1776. Many consider it the most successful piece of propaganda ever written in the United States. Many consider that it reflected the opinions of many colonists at that time, and also served to galvanize the opinions of many and make real the idea that the colonies should indeed be separate from England and should indeed be an independent nation. He points out why a monarchy should not be followed and advocates the necessary separation from Britain. It recommends a Declaration of Independence, which was written several months later and issued on July 4, 1776, 6 months after the appearance of Common Sense. There are those who feel that without Paine and this small pamphlet, there would not have been created in so many colonists such a burning desire to separate from England and a willingness to risk their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor to achieve independence. Thomas Paine was born in Thetford, England, January 29, 1737. His father, Joseph Paine, was a Quaker. Thomas was given a good basic education. As a boy, he learned of the horrors of capital punishment and passed by on his way to school the stocks and pillory, hearing the shrieks of pain administered to people. Paine protested this and later in his writings became very much an advocate for human rights. Note, Thomas Paine wrote many essays, including one outrightly condemning slavery. He called on those involved in the business of slavery to note that they are accountable to God. Paine also wrote an essay on the plight of women, saying that in many parts of the world they were chattel property of men. These are just two of many powerful essays that he wrote. His father was a staymaker, that means a maker of corsets, and Thomas worked at that for 4 years. In 1756, when war was declared against France, Paine went to sea on a ship called the King of Prussia, Captain Mendez. After that, he did not return to Thetford, but became a staymaker in London, then Dover, then Sandwich, Kent, where he met and married Mary Lambert. Not much data is given on this, but the following year, his wife died. Paine returned to London and became friends with Benjamin Franklin and other men of note. Franklin urged Paine to seek his fortune in America and gave him formal letters of endorsement and recognition of Thomas Paine's genius and worth. These letters were introductory letters to people in Philadelphia, and especially to Franklin's son-in-law, asking to make Paine welcome and help him find work. Paine arrived there November 30, 1774. So Paine worked, instructing some gentlemen's sons, and he became the editor of the Pennsylvania Magazine, where he penned articles that interested people, and the circulation of the magazine increased. At this time in America, the colonies for several years had been victims of British government taxes and levies. The colonists had petitioned the king to no effect. King George III ruled as a tyrant with an iron hand. In 1771, 200 lives had been lost in a rebellion in North Carolina. There were frequent skirmishes between colonists and British soldiers who had been stationed there. On April 19, 1775, British troops attacked and killed 7 Minutemen, which you'll recall were the security alerts posted by the colonists in Lexington, Massachusetts, and wounded many. It was into this climate that the book Common Sense was written. It was very popular. In Philadelphia, it sold as fast as it came off the presses. It was read aloud in taverns. It influenced George Washington and many of those that later met to create the Declaration of Independence. At the time, there were about 2.5 million colonists. There are varying estimates of the number of copies sold, from a low of about 75,000 copies sold in the colonies to perhaps 500,000 total copies sold in the colonies and England and especially France. It went through about 25 reported printings that are, quote, official, unquote, but because Paine gave permission to just about anyone who wanted to print it and gave up any claim to royalties from its sale, and as it was copied by hand and partial copies were printed in newspapers, and as copies were read aloud in taverns to those who could not read or understand easily some of its arguments, the total number of people who were familiar with the ideas presented in the book was undoubtedly much greater than the number of people who actually bought a copy. It has been argued that its effect was as if 20% of the population had bought a copy. That would be the equivalent of a book that sold 60 million or more copies today. This book is about ideas and the power of ideas to induce people to action for a common cause. We here at Fast Books consider it one of the most important works written at a very important time of our history, fully comparable in worth to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We realize that is an extreme statement. We feel every young person and adult in America should read it as part of their basic education on America and its history. We feel that young people and adults in other countries may find much of value in it as well. And now we begin the summary of the book, Common Sense. From the introduction, as a note, there are sections of the summary that are actually quotes from the book. Since it's long been out of copyright, the person who did the summary felt that one could get the best flavor of the original ideas in many cases by simply quoting passages from the book. So some of the summary that follows are quotes, and some are sections that have been summarized by the summarizer. From the introduction, we have, "Perhaps sentiments contained in the following pages are not yet sufficiently fashionable to procure them general favor. A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom. As a long and violent abuse of power is generally the means of calling the right of it in question, in the following sheets the author has studiously avoided everything which is personal among ourselves. Compliments as well as censure to individuals make no part thereof. The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. Many circumstances have arisen and will arise which are not local but universal, and through which the principles of all lovers of mankind are affected, and in the event of which their affections are interested. The laying a country desolate with fire and sword, declaring war against the natural rights of all mankind, and extirpating, that means to root out or destroy completely, extirpating the defenders thereof from the face of the earth is the concern of every man to whom nature hath given the power of feeling, of which class, regardless of party, censure is the author." Let me read that to you again. "Of which class, regardless of party, censure is the author." There's a postscript to the introduction in the third edition of the pamphlet, which reads as follows. "The publication of this new edition hath been delayed with the view of taking notice, had it been necessary, of any attempt to refute the doctrine of independence. As no answer hath yet appeared, it is now assumed that none will, the time needful for getting such a performance ready for the public being considerably past. Who the author of this production is wholly unnecessary to the public, as the object for attention is the doctrine itself, not the man. Yet it may not be unnecessary to say that he is unconnected with any party, and under no sort of influence, public or private, but the influence of reason and principle. Philadelphia, February 14th, 1776." This next section is entitled, "Of the Origin and Design of Government in General, with Concise Remarks on the English Constitution."